Live the web girl with the tea today.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oscar-nominated Al Pacino was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and they had fans from the street asking him questions.
What would you like to ask Al?
I'd love to know, who is the best kisser you've ever kissed from any of the movies or shows you've started?
Oh, that is a good question. Wow.
That's a very difficult question. I haven't kissed Betty. I guess I kissed Michelle Pfeiffer.
Did you kiss Adam Sandler in that movie?
Oh,
you guys
did
together?
I love him.
So funny and so cute. Amber Heard was photographed out and about with new girlfriend Bianca Booty in San Diego on Thursday. They were recently packing on major PDA in Palm Springs. So Booty is a cinematographer who currently lives in LA, and Heard came out at the GLADS in 25th anniversary event in 2010 saying, "I don't label myself one way or another. I've had successful relationships with men and now a woman. I love who I love. It's the person that matters." So happy for her. She's finally found some happiness and peace. Eugene Levy was on Jimmy Fallon and talked about the major success that he has had on his most recent television show, a show that he and his son David Levy co-created.
It was Netflix, when the show got on Netflix, that we really noticed. I mean, people would come up to me on the street and, you know, say over the years, say things like, "Oh, had any apple pie lately?" After American Pie. And then after it got on Netflix, it was just Creek.
It's called like Spitz Creek, but obviously you have to like spell it out. But it is one of the funniest things. There's a lot of great Canadian programming that I find the humor that I really, really like.
It's so good. It has gone absolutely viral. Every single one of my friends watches it. I watch it. I love it. And it's in its sixth and final season right now on Pop. I'm not okay with this because it's going to be really sad when it's over.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx was answering Ellen's burning questions while on her show, and we found out some not so surprising information.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who's your favorite celebrity to do an impression of, and let's see it?
I do the impersonation when Jay-Z was at my house and no one knew who he was, and we were throwing a party for Puff. And I said, "Hey man, aren't you?" He said, "Yeah, it's a nice party. It's crazy. It's like this all the time."
So the Mile High Club, obviously not surprising, is Jamie Foxx, but I was not expecting that good of an impression of Jay-Z. So
yeah,
I love
good.
That. Lindsay Lohan is threatening us with new music, and I am absolutely thrilled by this. So she announced that her new album, LL3, will be released at the end of February. So Lohan responded to the Instagram fan account, World of Lindsay Lohan, who posted a shot of the singer on stage with the caption, "Hope we get LL3 this year." So she originally signed to a record label at 2004 at the age of 18. And their venture resulted in the album Speak and includes the hit Rumors. I loved that song when I was little. So I'm very excited for her new music. I think it's going to be epic and very kind of club vibes, but totally here for it.
I would totally be open to that. I mean, I hope she actually comes out with some music.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Are you not compatible if you can't even plan a wedding together?
Possibly. Me and my wife, Lindsay. Boy, that's how I lost all my hair. No, we'll talk to you about that coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.